This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here on the DJV show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. That's where the D comes from, the Doug, and the J comes from Jennifer, the V comes from Victoria, and we happily have Kara Schillen in the control room in our studio in Washington. This whole business about the homeless, the situation, we're talking about the weather around the country. Can you imagine in places like New York or Chicago or Boston, where the temperature won't get above 10 degrees over the next 3 or 4 days, the people who live on the street, there aren't as many of them there as there are here in Southern California. And it has become a problem of really major scale. The city of San Francisco, Jennifer, now using robots to drive away the homeless. The building that houses the SPCA in San Francisco bought a robot, and they put it out on the street to chase the homeless away. There are encampments all around the building, and they can't get in. Their car breaks. People bring in their cars in the parking lot in this facility. So this robot was invented by a company called Nightscope. It uses lasers and sensors and cameras to monitor for criminal activity. And then it sort of intervenes. It alerts human authorities rather than getting involved itself. But there are a lot of people now in San Francisco, and I'm betting that this is going to take place here in Los Angeles as well. The homeless population, I've been coming here in the wintertime for, 24 years, since 1993. I've never seen as many homeless. Under every bridge, there are tents. There's a mattress. When you get off the 101 to go to my daughter's house, yesterday I took the exit at Alvarado, and there's four mattresses piled up on the side of the exit ramp. And people on these mattresses, old mattresses that people are throwing out, these guys go grab them, and they bring them, and they put them wherever they can put them. The trash that's in that area, Echo Park is where my daughter lives. I have never seen trash. And this is a neighborhood that's being gentrified. It's trash everywhere. It's a serious problem. So the city of San Francisco, though, has said to the SPCA, you can't use these, and if we catch you, you're going to get a $1,000 a day fine because you have a machine operating on a right-of-way without a permit or a license. Like, they want to license them like cars. So, I mean, that's what you expect. San Francisco is so different from Los Angeles in so many different ways. It's a fine city, a lovely city, but it is the people, if you can imagine, people crazier up there than they are down here about stuff. They are. People in San Francisco, and you go across over the bridge into Oakland, and these people are nuts. Why wouldn't you want to get rid of the homeless? And I'm saying maybe get rid of it. It sounds like it's trash. I don't know what the right reference is. What's the right word here? What's the right phrase to handle the problem? What is it?
Relocate? There's no place to relocate them, though. Yeah. That's the problem, is that they're already been relocated. I mean, until somebody deals with mental illness in this country, these people that are on the street are drug addicts or they're crazy. And anybody who tells me that these are people down
needles
on their luck,
all over the place. Oh my God.
That is a lie. Because the people who are down on their luck, there are programs in place that those people use. These are people who do not want to have to conform to societal rules. They don't want to have to take drug tests. Or they just don't know that they want to live indoors. And until we deal with that harsh reality, I don't know that this problem gets any better. I think it just keeps getting worse.
It's the same in New York City. It's gotten really bad.
Is it really?
Yeah.
On a day like today, there are homeless out in the street?
Yep, and you will see police, and they I give the NYPD a lot of credit. I'm assuming in L.A. it's probably the same. And you just see them walking the beat and offering to give these homeless people rides to shelters, telling them, I've walked by them numerous times where they're imploring them, please come with us, it's okay, you're not going to be arrested, we just want you to be safe, we just want you to be indoors where it's warm. It's a thankless job that they have.
Yeah.
And Jen's right. Their mental illness is probably the number one, and number 1A is drug abuse. There are, I think, very few people who are on the street who really don't want to be there at this point. There are so many programs and so many things, and it's sad. But how do you... You see people on the subway all the time, wandering around. They're sleeping
in church
doorways.
They just get on the subway and they stay on the subway.
They stay there.
Yeah.
Little tip from New Yorkers, if you ever come to New York and you see an empty car and you think, oh, wow, this is my lucky day, it's not. Hmm. That means that one homeless person has stunk up the car so badly that no one else is sitting on it.
Hmm. Yeah. It's sobering to see this sort of thing in our country where we are supposedly... We have the most wealth in the world, and I'm not suggesting that there are some people who want to take money away from me to give to these people, or take money away from Victoria and give them to those people. Or I think if you feel like you need to and want to, then you ought to do something. There is not only the giving, but there needs to be some sort of pressure brought to bear. I honestly don't know what the solution is, frankly. It's very difficult to understand what it is in terms of mental health. If you're down on your luck and you get fired and you don't have a job and that sort of thing is one aspect of this. But then there is the other side of the culture, the people who become addicted to drugs. And so how do these people get the drugs, though? If they're homeless, they don't have any money. Where do they get the drugs? Why are there needles all over the place in this area where I was just talking about on Alvarado? Why? Where are the needles? How do these people get the stuff?
You'd be surprised how much money people make standing at the end of a freeway off-ramp or begging for money. I've actually witnessed people begging for money during the day and going and getting in their car and going home at night. There's a lot of money to be made.
There's a scam, a lot of scams. Yeah, yep. That's why I don't give to any. I ignore those people for the most part. Once in a while I see somebody that really peaked. There's a part of the storyline for father figures. Owen Wilson's character and that fellow Ed Helms, who I've never seen before, by the way. Anybody know where he came from?
He was in The Office, I think, right?
Really? Yeah, I think. Was Ed Helms in The Hangover, or was that another guy?
No, he was in all three of the Hangover movies.
Yeah.
So he's actually really funny in them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's not funny in this movie, but at any rate, they encounter a fellow who's thumbing on the side of the road, a black guy, and Owen Wilson, in his usual stupid manner, asks the guy if he's a murderer or a serial killer. And the guy says, no, I'm not a serial killer. So anyway, he becomes part of the storyline. But what it does is underscore the problems that you see on the highway everywhere. And what do you do about somebody who more often than not is black and in a hoodie and not out here but elsewhere? And the fear factor that comes in, and most of these people are just, they're in sad shape. But there are those, and it's more here in California than anywhere else, that they run a business. This is a scam. And you can tell, you look at their shoes, you know, they may have lousy clothes on, but you look at what they're wearing for shoes. And if I see anybody that's smoking, I don't give them a penny. I wouldn't give them a penny. If you can find enough money to buy tobacco, you can find enough money to buy food.
Yeah, I always have so much trouble with it because it's different, I think, in California than in a place where it gets to be so cold. You know, I'll see people, and sometimes if someone looks like they're in really bad shape or, in, you know, it's Thanksgiving or something like that, I might give a dollar. But if it's 20 degrees outside or if it's 95 degrees outside, I just have trouble believing that someone would be outside asking for money unless they really needed it.
Right, they really had to, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's the separation there, Kara. Good point. 14 past the hour. This is the DJV show. I would like to underscore your luck. If you missed the MyPillow offer for Christmas, and thousands of people have taken advantage of the MyPillow offer, if you didn't, for whatever the reason, and you want to, you deserve a great night's rest like everybody else. So, the folks at MyPillow have gone back to the buy one MyPillow, get one free deal that they had for Christmas. Yep, MyPillow, you can try it with total confidence. Buy one MyPillow premium, get another one free. That offer has been extended through the end of January. So, in fact, don't wait. Get going. If you don't like the MyPillow, by the way, excuse me, you have a 60-day period of time to send it back. I'm going to lose this, so do another commercial. I'll come back to this, Kara.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. By helping your body absorb calcium, vitamin D plays a big role in bone health. There's also thought vitamin D could play a role in preventing heart disease, cancer prevention, and aid your immune system. But how much vitamin D do you need, and where do you get it?
For most people, 600 units, or if you are over the age of 70, 800 units of vitamin D is sufficient.
Endocrinologist Dr. Sandeep Khosla says diet is one way to get your vitamin D. Fish, eggs, and cheese are some of the foods that contain vitamin D, while others, such as milk and orange juice, are fortified with it. But
it's actually not that easy to get all your vitamin D just from foods. Sunshine is a good way. Obviously, that has to be balanced against the risk of skin exposure to sunshine and the risk of skin cancers.
So for many, if not most people, Dr. Khosla says that some kind of vitamin D supplement may be appropriate. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's try this again. I was about to sneeze. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Been doing a MyPillow commercial and go, ka-choo. All right, so let me just underscore what we're talking about here. Buy one MyPillow and get a free one. The ladies are using the MyPillows. Jennifer's sleeping better, right? Victoria's sleeping better. Yep. Kara's sleeping better. So you have us telling you how well this works. It works terrifically. MyPillow premium pillow, pay their regular price, get another one. This offer goes through the end of January. And if you don't like the MyPillow you get, you don't have to worry. You get 60 days to send it back. Yep, you buy one MyPillow, get a free MyPillow, and enjoy a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, promo code DJV, at MyPillow.com, so you can stop tossing and turning, get a better night's rest, buy with confidence. MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. 18 past the hour, the tax bill now has people scrambling to pay property taxes, prepay them. I was just thinking about this myself. The people who have high property taxes here, spending this week at the county offices looking to prepay the tax bill before the end of the year, because the new tax bill that passed last week puts a cap on the amount you can deduct for state, local, and property taxes at $10,000. Currently, the deduction is unlimited in some of the high-tax states like New York, New Jersey, Maryland, California, Massachusetts. Means that some homeowners will be paying a lot more in taxes. Matter of fact, I wasn't even thinking about this, but now, having this information in my mind, I'm going to prepay my taxes. What about you, Jennifer? You're going to prepay your real estate taxes?
No, because I'm not affected by this. This is for people who have expensive homes, and sadly, that's not me.
But it's coming.
I'm not afraid of it. $10,000 as a limit for property taxes, mine are well below that. Uh-huh. So, the new property that I have, that I'll probably be buying at some point this year. So, I'm not too worried about it. But I think this is going to be good, because this is already putting pressure on the governments of the high-tax states to make some exceptions and to start getting their acts together. So I'm glad to see that they're allowing this to happen.
And income taxes,
too. I don't know that it's going to be actually allowed in all places, but people are they're taking a gamble anyway.
Kara, Montgomery County, Maryland, outside Washington, didn't allow for prepayment, as you were suggesting. Taxpayers will who have more than $10,000 in state and local taxes apparently will not be able, or maybe, well, I guess they can.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I was too late, I was too late. A shadow of what I once was. Cause we don't do what we say we're gonna. You were always perfect.
What the heck,
I was only practicing.
Chance the Rapper.
10-year-old at a piano.
Oh my God.
No, seriously, this is awful. What is it? I'm hearing this in the cold. I don't know this guy, Chance the Rapper, and I'm listening to this and trying to figure out, is this some professional thing or was it done at the church?
It's a professional thing. It's a song. We should probably talk about the good things he does and why he's the number one charitable celebrity this year.
Well, but that may be, but if we're representing him as a musician, perhaps if there was something better, this may be the best thing he's got. I don't know the guy. Yeah, the idea is that we're underscoring some of the most charitable celebrities and their contributions last year. I don't know if this is in order from 1 to 10 or 10 to 1, or is just... the amount that they've given determine where they are on the list. This is something that comes off of DoSomething.org's Celebrity Gone Good list for this year. Celebrities who have used their impact to affect social change. They've helped raise awareness for causes like mental health, education, gun violence, sexual assault, disaster relief, the water crisis in Flint, Michigan, for example. So Chance the Rapper knocks Beyonce off the top of the list. So I must be really out to lunch because I don't know who this guy is. Never heard of him before in my life.
Well, you have because we've done stories about him. He's done a lot of... he's raised a lot of money for public schools in Chicago, and he's matched with his own money.
Good for him.
He's done a lot of work. We've definitely talked about him. It's just he's not on your radar musically.
So there are other folks... that are in these.
Tell a story. I don't like him. I don't know him. But what did he do?
well, we gave him credit.
Story.
But I mean, average listener to this program who's over the age of 45 doesn't know who this guy is either. I'm guessing. But yes, it happens that all three of you who are under the age of 40.
Well, I go up a little bit in that. Up a little bit in the age, and then maybe.
I think 50. Under 50.
55.
55. Okay. Yeah. All right.
To be honest with you, I know the name Chance the Rapper, and no, I couldn't identify, but that's because I have no life. Right.
Well, but the other side of this is, to underscore what Victoria just said, he's done something that's fabulous.
Yeah.
So you give him credit for giving as much as he has to various things. Other people on this list, Ariana Grande, Rihanna, Beyonce, Kesha, Nicki Minaj, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Jennifer Lopez, Shawn Mendes, Demi Lovato, John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, Miley Cyrus, Bruno Mars, all have done a lot for charity.
I wonder how many of those names are on this list because of Manchester, because of the shooting in Manchester this year. I wonder if Ariana Grande...
Ariana, right?
Yeah. Well, and also Miley was really involved with helping her raise money. For
Is this giving money or is this performing to raise money?
Both. It's just the charitable list of how much impact they've had on raising awareness for issues, how much money they've raised. Miley also has raised a ton of money for the LGBTQ community. She's got her own Happy Hippie Foundation. So there's a lot in there. Jennifer Lopez, Lin-Manuel Miranda, of course, have raised a ton of money for Puerto Rico. Demi Lovato does a lot for mental illness. It's the cool thing about this list is this is not a musician's exclusive list. There are a few actors on here, but musicians are really the heroes of 2017. Yeah, they're the ones.
That's
who did
why
more
I asked about performances, Victoria. Yeah. Whether it was in performing,
they did
as
a lot
well
more than anybody else in other categories.
Yeah. All right. So good. Solange canceling her New Year's Eve performance in South Africa's Afropunk Festival. She's been diagnosed with an autonomic disorder. What is it? What is the...
We don't know.
Yeah.
It apparently includes dizziness and fainting upon standing.
Yeah. Wow, that's not good for a performer up on stage. How old is she?
20.
Yeah, mid-20s, mid to late-20s.
Wow. All right, well...
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Four after the hour now on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan Karashillen in Washington. Victoria's in New York. Jennifer here in Los Angeles. I'm in L.A. There's a viral story. A woman tweeted an argument she was listening to between a couple while they were waiting to get on a plane. Did you see this?
No, but I think that's funny.
It's gone viral.
Live tweet stuff that's supposed to be private.
Right. So she's sitting there. Well, that's kind of why I'm asking the question, telling the story, asking what the proper protocol is here. This woman named Kimber Dowsett, at MZBAT on Twitter, began documenting the conversation of these two people. They were arguing about finances. Now, you know, there's nothing unusual about that. I certainly, in my time,
so tacky.
Yeah,
ugh,
it really is.
I can't
the whole
stand
thing
listening
tight.
To people talk about money in public. Ugh.
At the
anyway,
airport. Weird.
The boyfriend
anywhere
wasn't public. Happy that his girlfriend had been offered a promotion that would get her more money than he was making.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And so there are, as is pointed out here, there are a lot of men who are insecure when women that they're with make more money, have more money, that sort of thing. So things went from bad to worse. Woman started crying as the boyfriend urged her to turn down the job for the sake of their relationship.
Oh, my God.
So we may be able to learn something from this.
Dump him immediately.
In two seconds.
I would get, right. I would take his ticket and find the hottest guy in the airport and say, you're coming with me on vacation.
Yeah.
Jump in. Here we go.
Yep.
All right. He said to her, you ought to focus on getting married and having children because apparently...
That's what I tell him I'm doing. I'm leaving you to focus on getting married and having children.
Can you imagine, though, really and truly, what kind of a dirtbag would...
You know what, though? She had to have known before, though. Because guys like that don't just suddenly come out with opinions like that. Like, he must have been like that the entire relationship. So.
I guarantee she's still with him.
She probably
you
is.
You think?
Yeah.
You wouldn't. Yeah, Kara's right. You would know that your guy has these tendencies. You would know that. And I guarantee you, unfortunately, she is still with him, and she may have turned down the promotion. Where did this happen? Do we know?
I don't know what airport it was. She sort of put him in his place. She was crying, and she stopped when he got to the kids thing and said, she said to him, kids? Who said anything about me ever wanting kids? So apparently he's telling her she should stay home and be pregnant, and she's saying, wait a minute, I didn't say anything about that.
Lord.
Did you find it?
This is a disaster of
a couple. Yeah, what was the woman's Twitter handle who was tweeting about it?
@MZBAT. She threw her boarding pass at him, told him to have fun in Cancun, and she quit. Walked away. People were clapping when she walked away because you can hear them yelling at each other. That's what this woman is tweeting. You can hear them yelling at each other all across the airport, which is really, that is kind of tacky.
Oh, so tacky. But good for her for walking away.
Yeah.
I hope she does dump him and doesn't go back to him.
Well, he's now rage texting, she says. What's rage texting?
Like furiously texting.
Really?
Back, trying to get her to listen to him and probably to come back to the boarding to the gate.
So what do you say? There, some of the stuff that I'm looking at labels her brave airport lady. Dear brave airport lady, if you ever see this, just know that although I'm sorry you went through this, I hope that one day you look back on it as a defining moment in your life. Mm. Never settle. Follow your heart. You are a goddess. I can't imagine, people doing this sort of thing. You got to find your heart's desire. You got to be with the person that you really want to be with, no matter what, in any circumstance that you could possibly imagine.
You've got to be with someone who should use that. They're about to get on a plane to Cancun. She's on the cusp of getting a big promotion. He should be popping bottles. Yeah, that's insane. Yeah. That is insane.
Right. Way to start 2018 is how the tweet ends.
It actually is good. I think the code for my year this year is going to be purge. Right, get rid of all the stuff.
Yeah.
Simplify. She did a little purging, so good for her.
Yeah. Good for her. Other people in the news, what would a discussion of marriage and couples be like without something regarding Harry and Meghan? Prince Harry avoided opening up a diplomatic rift between the British and the U.S. governments over the guest list for the wedding to Meghan. Plans have yet to be finalized. Some BBC interviewer asked him whether he would invite former U.S. President Barack Obama. Harry sort of moved around the question, saying, we haven't put the invites or our guest list together yet, so who knows whether he's going to be invited or not. I wouldn't want to ruin the surprise. That's very smart of him, to put it that way. So what's the speculation here? The UK media has suggested that British officials feel the consequences if they decide to invite Obama and not President Trump. That's a kind of no-go. Markle
said. They'll invite Obama. Yeah, they'll invite Obama. They won't invite Trump.
They won't.
I don't think so.
Markle doesn't much like him, but what is the relationship? I don't know. He has much relationship with anybody in England. He hasn't been over. We hear anything about the Queen or the Prime Minister. He once in a while said something about Theresa May, but I haven't noticed there's been much. But Downing Street could insist on Trump being invited, and if not, maybe they'd block the invitation for the Obamas. What about George Bush?
I'm pretty sure there won't be like a turf war breaking out between Obama and Trump. I think they can probably handle it and go to a wedding together.
Wouldn't that be so distracting, though? That would end up being a bigger headline. You know, did Trump and Obama address each other? Did they say hi? Did they look each other? I wouldn't want either of them there then. If that's the only option,
wedding is the story.
Yeah,
who needs that?
As a recent bride, trust me, I'd get rid of anybody that wants to, you know, create.
Well,
you didn't
invite anybody to your wedding anyway, so you don't have to get rid of anybody.
I had no thunder stealers. That's why you guys weren't invited. You're all thunder stealers.
Wait, so here's the thing that I'm reading now. I'm pretty sure the Obamas weren't invited to Prince William's wedding, so it's a non-issue. If the current president wasn't invited before, why would they have to be invited now? Just invite who you want. I can't imagine that.
He's also the younger brother, so it's not really as big of a deal.
Yeah,
the wedding,
just invite who you're friends with. And I don't think the current government has that much involvement anyway. I don't think that they would block them from inviting them. I don't know. This is silly.
It is silly.
It's just because he just interviewed Obama, and that's been making the headlines for the last day and a half. So that's probably why the question came up.
Yeah. All right, so to be continued, as
I'm eloping. I'm not inviting anybody to my wedding.
Really?
Sure, maybe I'll elope to Cancun.
Lame.
Isn't it, Jennifer?
Apparently there's a single guy with a ticket to Cancun, Kara. Just don't get a promotion. He could be yours.
Right. So the business, let me just dig into this for a few minutes. I've been listening to the talk radio stations here in Los Angeles. I don't much, because I don't drive at times when there are good shows on the talk stations in Boston. So listening to KFI here, and KBC and KRLA, where Jennifer is number one in the morning.
So one says you. Thank you.
Well, from my lips to God's ears, perhaps.
You are number one. You're legitimately number one, right?
Number one.
Yeah, in talk radio, I'm number two, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
Bitcoin.
In every radio station, I'm like number 74.
The whole business, I've heard on every single station, the point of me bringing up stations is because this week listening around, every single station has had some conversation about Bitcoin and how it went off and how it's back. And I finally, after, this is the best part of talk radio, actually, for me. I want to hear, here's the headline. Bitcoin is back to $16,000. All right, so how do we dig into that so people understand? I finally understand more about Bitcoin, having listened to a couple of shows with people who obviously knew more than I did, or had guests on who explained, or callers, who explained what's going on here and what Bitcoin is about. And it got to the point where I was actually so confused, because there's so many mathematical equations and there's other stuff. Beside Bitcoin now, there are other things on that. What do they call that market? Cryptocurrency. There are two or three other kinds, apparently. And one guy went on the air to explain how he used his Bitcoin to buy some other kind of currency, because he thinks the trading is over the 10, 12, 14, 15% increases that sometimes happen in a day. Well, Bitcoin was off last week to 10,400, whatever that means, is a share, or there one Bitcoin is worth now $16,000. I think at the high point it was up to 17 something or other. But I still don't, even after listening to all these discussions, I still don't understand what really to do to get it, where you find it.
There's a Coinbase. You have to go to Coinbase, to their website. That's the largest buyer and seller of Bitcoin.
But do they also have the other currency, too, at Coinbase?
What do you mean?
Can you buy that? There's two or three other new kinds of currency.
Right. There's Bitcoin, then there's Bitcoin Cash, and then there's another
something else.
One. I forget the other name.
Yeah.
I don't know. Coinbase is the one I know. That's the few people I know who own Bitcoin have bought it from Coinbase.
Tell me, Victoria, you understand how to use Bitcoin or really what it's all about.
I have a very rudimentary understanding of it.
Would you buy it?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
All right. Jennifer, do you have any discussions on your program in L.A. about this? This is the first time we've really digging around in it. I haven't spent much time on this at all before this
basic
week. So you
understand.
Basic understanding,
and I don't know that I would buy it at this point, no.
You wouldn't. All right. Kara, what do you know about it?
Also basic understanding. I feel like I would need more advice from an investor or something before I did it. I don't think I know enough about it now to, like, make a smart decision about it.
Yeah. I believe in stuff you can touch. I'm a big person who believes in real estate. I believe in things that you can actually see and touch and are tangible.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's just me. Maybe I'm old-fashioned and, I'll end up in the poorhouse.
It's knowing, well, for me anyway, and you have underscored, and I think Victoria's on here, too. I think she's pretty smart with money. What I would invest in is what I know. I invest in my radio program. I invest in real estate, or when I had money. A little difficult to do it now. But there is the whole understanding of investing, it would seem to me, would bring it back around to you doing something with your money that you understand so you know what's going on with your money. Why would you put go ahead, Victoria.
Well, not to interrupt, I would treat it as, and I understand completely what you're saying about investment and real estate and things like that, and I agree with Jen, real estate to me is the number one best thing you can always invest in.
Yeah, it's a great way to, I agree.
And Donald Trump has said that forever, and it's one of the very, very few things I agree with him on. But in terms of Bitcoin, I would treat it like a scratch-off game. I wouldn't put a lot of money into it. I would treat it just like
buying a lottery ticket.
Yep,
really?
Absolutely.
Huh.
And I would consider it to be play money, and with the one thing that I've from like two friends or maybe three actually that I know who have bought and sold Bitcoin, it's get in and get out. It's not something that you hang on to for a long time.
Right. Yeah.
It moves very quickly. That's why it's so one of the reasons why people don't like it, because of its volatility. So get in, watch it all day, maybe watch it for 3 days and get out. And that's what I would do, and I would kind of just dabble in it.
So my trainer puts $100 into a Bitcoin account every morning, and he cashes it out in the afternoon.
Right.
And on the average day, he doubles his money. So
right.
He puts $100 in, he takes $200 out.
Right.
Another $100 the next day, $200 out. That's what
I think
does.
If people get greedy and say, I'm going to put a million in, you're not going to get $2 million out.
Yeah. Unless you're really lucky.
I think the reason I stay away from it is something like that. It would also be like day trading. I just don't have the time or the energy to focus on that. So I look for more long-term investments, I think, that would make more sense for me that don't need day-to-day attention.
If you're running a business, how about investing in your employees, investing in getting the smartest employees, investing in getting the best employees, and doing it the easy way, the streamlined way, less time-consuming? Employee relations start with hiring a good employee, and you find the good employees at ZipRecruiter.com, where you post your job one click, and it goes to hundreds of these job boards that are all over the Internet. Then ZipRecruiter puts their technology to work. They notify you when a candidate is just right for the job that you have listed. That's why ZipRecruiter is so different. That's why it's so popular. And that's why we want you to, if you're looking, you got a small company like I do, Jennifer has, you got a bigger company, maybe medium-sized, 100 employees, maybe you got 1,000 employees, whatever. ZipRecruiter is best for you no matter what the size. Go to their website, ZipRecruiter.com. Use the code DJV. So it's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use ZipRecruiter free. But also go look through the kinds of jobs that are listed there, the classifieds, if you will, on the boards, and look and see who's using this. This is really amazing to see all the people from big companies, small companies that are using it. So take advantage of it. Use ZipRecruiter free to find your new employee for the first of the year. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Once again, one of the things this program is noted for is helping people out as much as possible. A lot of great public service aspects to it, including a focus on your health and well-being, coming from two really different perspectives. Dr. Jack Stockwell spends time here, and Dr. Ken Kronos, who's a cardiologist practicing down in Florida, joins us, been on the program for a long time. And each week, for your benefit, he takes information that comes from these various journals, various medical journals. He assuages his brain. He works his brain over all of these things and then interprets what the information is for you so that it's pretty simply understood. Speaking of brains, Ken, this is some interesting news for those people who take a daily walk. It seems that should be encouraged and then some.
Absolutely. A report this week from UCLA reveals that adults dug over the age of 60 with memory issues, they may be able to better focus and process information if they walk more than 4,000 steps per day. Those who walk more than 4,000 steps each day have thicker areas of the brain known to be critical to thought processing. So get those Fitbit outs and start accumulating those steps.
Do you have a Fitbit?
I do.
How many steps a day in your practice? What do you have? What's the average day for you in terms of how many steps?
We all try to get at least 10,000.
You walk around your office taking 10,000 steps.
I make an effort to walk, and we get them.
Really? And do you encourage this? Do you have regular meetings with your staff at your clinic? You've got about 20 people on your staff there, right? So do you talk to them about their own health needs? Do you encourage them to do as you do and as you say?
This may sound horrible, but I just walk around as a good role model.
No, I'm sure they pay attention to you. I know your staff, from having been there a dozen times, they love you, and they would pay attention to you.
They are all into physical fitness now, and, you know, I don't want to say it again, but it's my favorite drug.
Yeah, I know you love exercising now. I don't find it that intriguing. I find it boring, but
you just have to find... We have to exercise together. You have to find something you like to do.
When I come down next month, we'll go.
That would be
instead
fun.
Instead of going out to dinner, we'll go to the gym.
Bring your shorts.
Bring my stuff. I'll bring my shorts.
That would be great.
Right. Speaking of the brain, there's some new information about what helps your memory that would be good for all of us who have to or like to read.
This is a study that comes from our friends up north in Canada. This new Canadian study, published this week in the journal Memory, Doug, we are more likely to remember something if we read it out loud. It seems that the dual action of speaking and hearing yourself speak helps the brain to store the information so that it becomes long-term memory. So if you're studying for finals, you may just want to read it out loud.
Really? Reading out loud will help you remember it, rather than reading it to yourself. You know, I used to do that when I was studying for exams, and I sometimes now still do it. I don't do it when I'm on the plane if I'm reading, but if I'm by myself in bed and I'm reading, I usually read aloud. I didn't really actually put these two things together, but it does make sense because there's two ways you're using two senses, the auditory and the visual. So there's two ways of you putting that same information into your brain. Makes nothing but sense, actually.
Thank you, Canada.
Yes, thank you, Canada. Thank you, Dr. Ken. All right, as long as we're in the brain game here, there's another study about fish and what that does. Fish oil for your brain, youngsters especially.
Exactly. Doug, a good night's sleep and a higher IQ could be achieved by eating fish at least once per week for children at least. This was a study in children aged 9 to 11 who ate fish at least once weekly. They had higher IQ test scores and better sleep quality compared to children who consumed fish less frequently. They raised their IQ 5 points. This was reported this week in Scientific Reports.
All right, so at what age should a child start taking a fish supplement, because there are a lot of people, fish we all know, go get some salmon, some good whatever Arctic fish that you can find. That's where the best oils are. But let's say you don't eat a lot of it. Can a child take fish oil as a supplement?
Well, I may be a heretic here, but I'm going to recommend the child try to eat the real thing, fish.
All right. So let's then fast forward to adults and help people understand why putting fish oil and krill oil together is a good idea. You've heard me talking about this. Ken talks about fish oil, the omegas, all the time. So here comes Purity Products that has this new product that combines fish oil and krill oil, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. You can try a free bottle now by calling 800-355-1493. Yep, a free bottle, 50 of them in the Krill Omega 50 Plus, 50 capsules, 800-355-1493. Pay the shipping, and you get the...
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.